Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Firm Fatherhood Podcast. My name is Sebring Worthy.
I am your gracious co-host, Earl Wallace.
And we Firm Fatherhood, man, coming back. Gonna slap you down real quick with a real quick Firm Fatherhood Podcast for Father's Day. We're glad to see everybody, man. We've been having a busy year, and I'm really happy that we've been engaged and back and forth, man. And you guys have been reaching out to us, and we've been getting some of the messages and some of the texts as far as different subject matter that we could go through. So we really appreciate you guys engaging with us, man. Please keep that up. Please give us a holler and let us know what you want to talk about so we can keep talking, man. So, yeah, man, back again like we never left, brother, man. How you feeling, Doug?
Feeling great, man. Feeling better than ever. It's June, so, you know, I'm all excited. My birthday month.
Hey, man,
win this
month,
man.
Hey, man, you can't win this, man. You done got your birthday, man. You done graduated a couple folks, man. You got Father's Day coming up, man. This I would have to give it to you. I don't know if it's as good as May, but this particular June, it's pretty nice, man. I can't complain about it. Father's Day is right around the corner. We got it coming up this weekend, man. We want to give a special shout out to all you dads out there doing it, handling your business, making things happen when there was no way for it to happen. Hey, man, you are not the unsung heroes. We know that you are heroes, and we appreciate it. Keep doing your thing, man. Special shout out to you guys, man. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Happy Father's
Absolutely, Day. Absolutely. There should be no unsung heroes on Father's Day. No. We here to sing y'all praises, all right? That's what this episode is about. The father, the stepfather, the whatever you are. Even if you just a mentor to a young person, you mean a lot to that person in that moment. So we're here to celebrate all of that.
Salute y'all. We appreciate you, man. We appreciate you. And Firm Fatherhood is here to celebrate you regardless if it's Father's Day or not.
Oh yeah.
So that's what we're here for, you know,
365
all day, every day, man. We're going to kind of dig into the story that we got that came upon. I saw it on social media. I think I found it on Instagram. And I shout out to Earl, and he hadn't seen it yet. And, you know, he had the same thought process I had, man. Like, we got to talk about this one. This one is crazy, man, because a lot of ways I didn't really know what to say. I didn't really know how I would react. So crazy story. You probably heard it going around social media, man. What are we talking about, Doug? What's the storyline that we're talking about today?
Okay, so June is about dads and grads.
Right.
I'm sure a lot of you guys graduated, had graduations in the month of May or early June, whatever the case may be. But this particular dad reached out to a radio host, and they read the story. I'll give you a brief synopsis of it. So that, you know, with it being graduation, you only allotted so many tickets. This particular family was allotted 8 tickets. And the way the story goes is, he was a stepfather to this young lady. Said he met the mom when she was a couple months old, and I believe they got married before she turned 2, or when she was turning 2. So he's been there for at least 16 years, if she's, you know, if the math is math, and 17, 18 is when they typically graduate. So he's been there, I don't know to what capacity, but he has been in this young lady's life, raising her. It was 8 tickets. And the 8 people that got to go to the graduation was her biological dad, mom, her 2 siblings. I can't remember if it was a boy and girl, but 2 siblings, aunt, uncle, grandma, and boyfriend. So there was no ticket for the stepdad who has been, you know, actively in this baby, in this child's life. Mm-hmm. And he felt some type of way. He said he was hurt. He was absolutely hurt. So hurt that he removed the young lady off of his health insurance and car insurance and is now pressing the mom to have her move out. Since she's grown, he's like, she can go live wherever she want to live or go live with her dad.
Right.
And it's causing all kind of turmoil in his household. Mm. And the question was, did he go too far? And I went back and forth with this. At first, I was like, no. Then I was like, yeah. And I was like, well, So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to run the gambit of emotions and see, how we weigh in on this whole thing.
Yeah, man. So it's a little difficult, man. So you got a stepfather, 15 plus years of involvement, support, care, yet he's excluded from a milestone moment. He's excluded from something that he probably had been looking forward to, or just as long as she's been looking forward to it. What are, just off the top of your head, man, what are some of the emotions that come and pop off your head when you hear this story, when you hear something like this? What are the emotions that come off for you?
Hurt. This man, he expressed that he was absolutely hurt, disappointment, and it's hard to make conscious good decisions when you're in that state. So I believe he probably should have waited a while, because I made an emotional judgment when I heard this. Instantly I was pissed off, like, oh hell no. Nah.
Throw them all
But
out.
everybody got to go. Ain't nobody gonna sleep. They're gonna be walking on eggshells every time I come in the room. But you gotta taper that off. You gotta ride the wave, especially when it comes to those hurt emotions. Because hurt people hurt people. And I believe that was his knee-jerk reaction. He was trying to hurt her.
Yeah, he was, man. So, there's a lot of emotions that come to mind. Confusion, grief, misunderstanding, pain. And I'm gonna throw another one in there, man. Like, I don't want to just make this exclusive for our daughters, but sometimes just being honest, that's where some of these emotions, this particular emotion comes from. No one, especially men, like to feel used. No one likes to feel used. And I would imagine that the first thing off my mind after years and years of taking care of you and doing everything that I need to do to make sure that you're okay and that you make it to this moment now means nothing to you that I'm there for you. Makes me think that you could care less about the contributions that I made to your life throughout this time. You know, and then when I feel like you don't care, then I feel like I'm being used. And that's just not a good feeling at all. I've had conversation with you about our daughters, about especially with our daughters that don't particularly live with us full time. I look, baby girl, I don't want to just hear from you when you need something. I don't want to just hear from you when it's like I need a dad. Car just stopped. Hey, dad, need some gas. Hey, dad, senior pictures is coming. Hey, I don't want to just hear from you during those times. Like, and it's our job to kind of help guide them through those things and to help teach them. Because sometimes they take their cue from mom, and I'm not saying that's right, wrong, or indifferent, but it may not be the best move for us. Like, we need to cultivate our own relationship. You know what I'm saying?
I think not to jump too far ahead, but I think a conversation should have been had before graduation, because it sounds like this guy didn't know leading up to the graduation, because he said he took time off and things like that, preparing like he was going to the graduation. You got to have those conversations. Even if it's a difficult conversation, you got to be comfortable having those conversations. I think he'd have been a little less hurt, maybe a little more understanding if they would have had that conversation.
It would, you can't assume things like that. And sometimes you get comfortable and I know I got a ticket. I know I got a ticket. I'm not even about to ask that question, he didn't. Like you said, I don't want to get too far ahead, but that's definitely a conversation that maybe the whole family needed to sit down and have to avoid all this hurt and controversy now. But that's after the fact, and that doesn't feel good either. You know what I'm saying? So, stepfatherhood. There's a lot of talk about. We've talked about it in previous podcasts about how being a stepfather is a difficult role to play. Things can go wrong, things can be said that could hurt, and all kind of different things of that nature. Like emotional investment without guarantees, putting all your love and all your effort out there, and hoping and assuming that it all goes well. It doesn't necessarily always go well. You got bumps in the road, you got things that happen, and that's just what life is, man. So you know how that stuff go.
And who's
Struggles.
to say what well is? Because well for you may not be well for me.
This is true. This is true.
This is where you need to have those conversations.
Yes. And be able to express to your stepson or daughter, or to your family as a whole, how you feel about these things. Because, dad likes to keep his emotions close to the vest, and that's not always the best thing for your family, and everybody involved. Speak on it, say how you feel. There's nothing wrong with that. So everybody understands where everybody's coming from. Open line of communication, right?
Always,
Yeah.
always.
Struggles of not being official, but yet committed. You're the man of the house. You're a dad when it's convenient, but down the line, or since you're not the official, you are in danger of getting your feelings hurt in certain types of ways. You're not official, but you're fully committed. That's hurtful, bro. That's man. And, so you have to understand, you
Dangerous
have to at least
waters.
be able to open your ears to both sides of the argument. Of course, we don't agree with the fact that it's not worth it to be a stepfather, because you and I have both had been in that arena before, or still are. But then on the other side, you have to understand the argument and where they're coming from and why they say the things that they say. Because it could be hurtful, man, and you could mess around and put forth 20 years of that into someone, and they can care less because they feel like that you're not their biological father. So that's a tough one right there, bro. That's a tough one.
Of the lineup of the people that made the cut, like I got issues with several of them, but the boyfriend, how long have y'all been together? Because it definitely ain't 17 years or
The boyfriend
15
of who? The
years.
grandma?
The boyfriend of the daughter. I thought it was the boyfriend of the daughter that made
I
it.
think that was the boyfriend of the grandma. Either I think grandmother, the grandmother's coming, and the boyfriend, whoever it may be, is somebody's boyfriend. That
It's
don't sound
even
like.
worse if it's the grandma, but man,
Yeah,
son.
man. Y'all better go to MCL or something, bro. Leave me alone. Piccadilly's or something, and give me my ticket. Because I'm not, nah, bro. You know what I'm saying? Did you pay last month's premiums on this insurance? Y'all better back up. You know what
Guess
I'm
what? You
saying?
got it this month, Playboy.
It's all on you. It's all on you. Certain other copies, man, loyalty versus legitimacy in the eyes of others. Ugh, bro. Ugh. Are you loyal to me because of what I do for you? Or are you not loyal to me because you don't think I'm your legitimate blood father? Like, is that a question that kids that age ask? Or is that something that is filtered in through other adults?
And if it is, it needs to be filtered in and filtered out right away. Mom, step up. You need to say something. Hey, hold on. What's going on? This is my husband. He definitely should get on the ticket.
Yeah, man, like, should I, if don't nobody else do, and a lot of times kids don't know what all you do behind the scenes to make sure they're okay, mom should know because she's sitting there front row. She's got a front row ticket to everything that's going on since you were 3 years old that this man has done to make sure that you got to where you are. I'm not saying that, bio dad hadn't done anything or he was just completely incognito, but last I saw and I read the story, she was living under that man's roof. And he had been in her life since she was 3 years old. I mean, man, that's a lot to have to take. Mom, I'm gonna need you to step in and handle your business.
We talked about this on previous podcasts. We'll talk about it Tuesdays, where we say kids need to know the struggle.
They do.
Maybe they hear all the stuff that that the stepdad was doing. And the kids just know, hey, when I click this light, it works. The
They come
Wi-Fi is
on.
always jumping.
They
I'm
come
like,
on.
no, them times where he had to do this and he had to do that. Need to remind young lady, hey, he's the one paying the cardinal. He's the one keeping you healthy. You know what I'm saying?
Every
We're gonna
time.
need somebody to move you into college, or if she's going to college. Hey, it's a lot of man, I just don't understand. I don't get it.
It's crazy, bro. So, exclusion, with the impact of exclusion, what this says about, fatherhood roles. Do they always stick? Is it something that if you come in and you're the man in the house and you have a mixed family as far as, your wife that you marry and her kids and then you and your kids, does that say something different about the roles that you play as a father? I mean, what do you do? Like, what do so that you don't run into this situation or this doesn't happen to you going forward? What roles do you assume? What do you do as a father when you go into a situation like that?
It all boils back down to communication. My wife and I had marriage counseling, and before we got married, he got it, gave us our counseling, was like, you guys need to talk about expectations. Who is expected to cook? Who is expected to discipline? Who is expected to pay the bills? You know, everybody brings money in, but who is the one that's going to send the check? Who's the one that's going to click pay on line? So you need to have those conversations up front. I don't know that that happened, because if everybody had clear roles and everybody understood their assignment, it should have just been easy.
You would think so. I don't really think there's anything that you can do specifically, because like you said earlier, every situation is different, every household is different. So there's nothing that I can do. Like, well, I want to make sure that down the road I am appreciated for all that I brought to the table. Like, you can say that a thousand times, and this situation can still happen. It can still pop about. But like you said before, man, communication with your wife is key. Like, hey, like, what are we doing? Like, what's the situation, man? And you know what it feels like to be protected by your wife. That is important as a stepfather. Protection from your wife, especially when you got daughters, is paramount, bro. Because without that, you don't have a bridge. You don't have a bridge, especially when you're not bio dad. You don't have that bridge to whereas, regardless of whether or not you're bio dad or not. Mom comes in and lets you know, hey, we got to make sure to take care of dad. Hey, you know, your dad does this, that, and the third. Hey, who are you talking to? Don't talk to my husband like that. We're gonna show some respect. That protection from mom is paramount. It is important because as fathers and as men, we just can't go around snapping on our daughters and yelling at them and screaming at them or even putting our hands on them. That's all. No. We need a bridge, and bridge is usually mom. You know what I'm saying? Especially when she understands the situation and she understands she has to usher certain things in. Because you know how kids can be. We would hope that they can understand, but sometimes until they get to a point where they get older and have their own situations and live their own life, it's hard for them to really capture that and understand what really is going on and what's at stake.
And a lot of times that's 10, 15, 20 years down the line before they like, oh, dang, that's what was going on.
Well, we can start having those conversations, right?
My wife and I, she had my back. I got into it with her family about the way that we was raising our daughter. You know, I was a stepdad. You know, I had a bunch of women telling me what I should and shouldn't do and couldn't do. My wife immediately stepped in and checked everybody on her side. Is the lead of this household. We're following his direction. I need everybody to get in line or get out, you know. And had that not happened, I don't know where we would be, because it did it cemented my, you know, it cemented me in that family. Like, I'm here to stay. Like, y'all can call me what you want, but he's here. He's been here. He's been taking care of these things day to day. Y'all got opinions on the outside. Y'all don't know. So yeah, that's a very good valid point.
And a lot of times family members from the outside are testing whether or not she'll jump to the aid of her husband. They just want to say, well, she ain't saying nothing, so I'm gonna keep testing this guy because I don't believe in what he's talking about. I don't believe in his leadership, and they don't know no better because, like I said, they're from the outside looking in. But when you stand tall and stand 10 toes down in it, and your wife is right beside you saying, like, no, we move, that's who we're following, that's what we're doing, yep, that's what we're doing. And when she doubles down on that, man, that solidifies that from outside family members, and especially the kids underneath that roof. They understand.
But it's hard. I saw her like struggle with that because she was very independent before I came along, you know. So I saw her struggle with that, and that's what made me double down. Like, whatever you need, I got it. Like, it's us against the world. Let's figure this thing out.
Hey, man, yin and yang. You need that balance. You need that understanding, man. Her strength even further strengthens you. Like, with her belief and behind you and right behind you and having your back, like, you make you feel like, yeah, I'll take on the world. Nah, I got you. I got you. Whatever we need to do to move forward as a family, I'm here for
Let's
it.
do
So,
that. Yes, absolutely.
hell yeah.
Absolutely.
So the response, man, we were talking about before how he responded, man, and how he pretty much took his ball and went home and told everybody, like, hey, man, you can get off the insurance. You can get out the house. You can. How, as far as our response is concerned to hurtful situations, man, what are some healthy ways to handle emotional pain as fathers and as men?
You've got to ride that wave of emotion all the way through. You're gonna be up, you're gonna be down, you're gonna be up again, you're gonna be even more up. It's gonna get real lit. But once you settle down, you gotta let some time heal that thing. That way you can get to your conscious, like, okay, now I hear what I need to do. But when you make that emotional decision at the height of the emotion, it's not a good one.
No,
Trust and believe.
it's not. It's that same thing that we warn our kids not to do. Like, man, don't let your emotions get the better of you and make you act out of whatever those emotions may be.
Whatever, yeah.
Man,
Anger, hurt, yeah.
yeah, man. Because you can do some irreparable damage, man, to your kids when you're saying hurtful things. Not by, not purposely, man. I realize now as a grown man that my parents were doing the best that they could. That I didn't take anything personally at this point, but I can still remember some times, man, some things that my father said to me that were hurtful, and I still kind of carry it to this day. Those things hurt, and they last; they're long lasting, man. So, if you want to be able to have that role in your household, you have to understand what type of weight that is, what kind of weapon that could be when you're not, doing what you're supposed to do with it. You can't weaponize that and call names and cut people off and do those things. Although I understand why he did it, and I even understand why he was hurt. If he had, it was able to kind of just step away for a second and thought about it, man, and kind of thought through it, he could have dealt with it a different and better way. But we're all human beings, man. We have all right to go through our different emotions as well, man. We have every right to be angry. We just have to make sure that we can come back and mend those fences and do it in a healthier way, or try to at least. Try to. When you're choosing things, choosing love, maturity, and grace, and understanding that these kids are going to make mistakes just like we have, and giving them the opportunity to make a mistake and be able to come back to the table and fix it with everybody involved. Talking through the difference between presence and recognition. That's big for men, that's big for fathers. We do our best to be present. We do our best to be there all the time, in the good times and in the bad times. And we're not looking for a reward due to it, but a little recognition goes a long way. Goes a long way. Try
And
to
it's
do
the little
things.
things. You don't have to bring the world to that. My daughter took me out. We rode our bikes to go get something to eat last year for Father's Day. I'll never forget that. I will never forget that. She knew that I liked to ride my bike, and she knew I liked to eat. Let's go, Dad. And she paid for the bill. That was
Hey,
beautiful.
man,
It's the little things. You know what I'm
little
saying?
bitty things, man. My daughter bought my, she loves, I'm a huge Bears fan. She knows she, as much as she teases me about it, I'm a huge Bears fan. So she got me the Chicago Bears pillow that has Worthy on the back of it, 00. And I have it sitting in my living room to this day. She bought that thing for me 3 years ago, and I hold on to it. It's one of my most prized possessions. I don't know that she knows that or not, but like just the little things, man. I don't know how much that thing costs or how inexpensive it, whatever the case. The fact that you thought about me and put that forth in some type of action, it meant the world to me. It meant the world to me, man. So just a
The
little
thought
bit of
behind it,
recognition, just a little love, little hug. I love you, Dad. Thank you, Dad. Those words go a long way, man. That's all I'm looking for. That's all I'm looking for.
A little invite to the graduation, you know what I'm saying? That's all that man wanted was a little ticket to see his baby girl walk across that stage.
Boy.
There's a lot of damage that comes when they don't invite dads to events, proms, and stuff like that. Like it damages people, it damages relationships, like to the point where like I'm done. I'm done. So think about, especially at that age. I'm back on that other side again. I'm like, man, you ain't getting no invite. Hey, rack them up.
Hey, man.
Rack them up.
And again, man, as we come into the end of this, talking about this particular subject, man, who all sat around the table, divvying out the tickets, and thought this was a good idea? Who thought this was a good idea? Was it grandma? Was it the aunties? Was it her sister? Was it who thought that this was a good idea? Like, when you know, like I do, man, being in certain situations, man, where, your wife's sister doesn't care for you. Like you said, her family doesn't care for you. And everybody's looking at you like you're the enemy. When in all actuality, without you, a lot of this stuff may have not even happened.
Hey, bruh, they was look if this is facts, They was looking at that man for 17 years like he was an enemy. He wasn't an enemy at 10, 12 when she started puberty, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't an enemy when she started dating. I don't know who taught her to drive, but he put her on the insurance. Like, he wasn't an enemy then. So don't bring this up, after the fact. Like, I'm not buying it, bro. And like you said, who thought this was a good idea? Nobody thought. Nobody thought. They was
Nobody.
like, we can exclude this man and he'll be okay with it. I'm not buying it.
I mean, it's too many smart people at the table. Mom, like I said, we said before that we lay that on your lap, sweetheart. That's something that you should have talked about, figured out, whatever. Grandma, you should have known better. You'd have been through, you the matriarch of the family, possibly. You didn't know any better? Yeah, man, just invite my boyfriend. Like, man, you better tell that man to sit at home somewhere. Like,
Hey man, I don't want to believe that was grandma's
man,
boyfriend.
telling you, man. I think I remember it being that. Grandma had herself a
No.
side piece of something. The side
She
piece got
said
ticket.
when she was running it down, she said grandma and her boyfriend. So we don't know if that was grandma's boyfriend or the young lady's boyfriend. I interpreted it as the young lady's boyfriend. But either way, there's at least 3 to 4 people who should not have taken that ticket. If they'd have gave me that ticket and I was uncle, I'd have been like, no, I'm not gonna go.
Nah, I
I'm
would
not gonna go.
have. Maybe that's the difference, man. The first thing I would ask, like, who all got a ticket? Because, and as soon as you named everybody that didn't have a ticket, like, you're not going to invite such and such? As men, that would have been the first thing out our mouth. You
I
didn't
can't
invite
do
such and
this.
such? I'd be like, here, have that ticket back. Tell that man to get ready to go. Even if
I'll
they would
see
have been
y'all
like,
afterwards.
because he was a truck driver, right? And they just assumed that he wasn't going to be in town. And I would have been, the uncle would have been like, did you ask him? I bet if you ask him, regardless if he got to work or not, he's going to make a way to go.
Where is the testosterone in the room when these decisions was being made? Because I don't believe any man would have taken that ticket. I just don't.
You brought right up the tree
The
that I was
dad.
trying to, you brought right up that right tree, dog. Where was the men in the room? Where were the other men in the room to ask that question? Like, hey, what are you doing? What about stepdad here? He been on duty for the past 15 plus years. What about him? Come on, bro. Come
Come
on.
home, man. Then,
Come on.
yeah, it's a lot of questions that need to be asked.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
We
come
also don't know the relationship of the bio dad. Was he an active dad? Was he
Yeah.
constantly present? I'm not saying that he shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
He is not one of the ones that should not have been there. I got no problem with bio dad, even if
I
he
don't
wasn't
either.
that great of a dad. Go ahead. But
Yeah.
auntie, grandma,
Auntie.
boyfriend, one of y'all should have gave up that ticket.
And I feel like grandma should have been there. Grandma be there, cool. Unc,
If it's
boyfriends,
grandma and
anybody.
boyfriend, nah. Because grandma should have been like, if it is her boyfriend, nah, you can't go for what?
Boyfriend makes me feel like you have not been around that long, sir. Like, whatever the case
Exactly.
may be.
I don't care if he married after the fact. Like, no, you ain't. If you ain't been married as long in this family as I have, I trump you. I'm sorry, sir.
We can't do
I
that.
can't do it. This
We
is
can't.
not cool.
We can't, man. But say, man, in closing, man, this is a very particular situation that all you need to do is insert some rational thinking adults. And I'm sure we could have found a different way to make this happen without hurting feelings and doing all the things that this probably did. Maybe some irreparable damage. So, going forward, man, can we sit down, family? Can we sit down and have a communication? Can we sit down and talk about what's the best thing for everybody? What's the best thing for the family?
Before, we're not
Before.
talking after. Let's talk before.
Yeah, because after you got tensions arise and we talking crazy to each other, and that's not going to get us nowhere. So let's communicate. Let's do better. We all have feelings. We all have emotions. Let's kind of let's figure this out in a different way, man, and make the better decision, because this wasn't it. This wasn't it, bro, at
Not
all.
even close. Not even close.
At all, man. So yeah, man, you guys discuss it too, man. Let us know what you think, what you wanted to say about the situation. Drop that in the comment section, man, so we can have the conversation. As Father's Day is concerned, we are honoring all fathers, biological, step, spiritual, chosen father, whatever the case may be, man. If you are in the line of duty and handling your business and raising someone that may or may not even be yours, man, salute to you, brother. Salute to you. We are needed. We need each other in this community. As you can see, we need more men sitting at the table and having accountability and making sure our families are getting to where they need to be. Handle your business, man. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Happy Father's Day for sure. For sure.
Absolutely. I'm seeing this those same sentiment. Like we are definitely needed. I don't think this conversation would have been had had they had dad in the room. Even if dad would have been in the room, he'd be like, wait a minute, y'all gotta get this man some credit.
It was say, what's granddad? Hopefully it wasn't a situation where he was passed or anything of that nature, man. But it shows at whatever level, at whatever generation, that somebody needs to be at that table.
Deeply needed,
Yeah,
deeply
man.
needed.
Absolutely, man. So a message to all the stepfathers, man, your love matters. Even if it's not acknowledged, it matters. Handle your business, man, and keep doing your thing. I'm not here to call you stupid, silly, or any of the above for handling one of the toughest jobs that there is, inside of a nuclear family, is stepping in and being a stepdad and taking all the bullets, man, and not getting any of the acclaim, but still handling your business, man. We appreciate you, bro. Do your thing.
Absolutely. We see you and we salute you.
Yep, absolutely, man. So, in closing, again, man, we want to say thank you. This has been a great year. We're going on about a year and a half of Firm Fatherhood. Moving right along, man. We've been able to help a lot of people in the community. Been able to kind of contact people, coach people, do one-on-ones, group, youth empowerment, dads group. Man, we've been out here doing the work, feet on the ground, boots on the ground, as you would say. And it's been a pleasure, man. We appreciate you.
Absolutely.
We appreciate the engagement. Keep on coming, man. We're gonna get bigger, we're gonna get better, and we're gonna change some things, no doubt.
More shout out before we close this thing. Come check us out at the Indie Juneteenth.
Yeah.
This coming Saturday, that will be June the 21st, I believe, starting at noon. We
June
got merch,
21st.
we got information. Come and see about us. Y'all done already kicked it for Father's Day, now come on, kick it for Indie Juneteenth
Yeah,
at the
man.
fairgrounds.
If your community center needs some youth empowerment, if your halfway house or whatever the case may be,
One-on-one.
DOC, you know what I'm saying, you need us to come in and talk to your people, man. Hey, we are here for, give us a holler, reach out to us, talk to us, man. We're here to make a change and make a difference. That's what we're here for.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm
Absolutely.
saying? So again, like I said, man, happy Father's Day. Rest in peace, Pops. Happy Father's Day to my dad. Love you. Always will. Always thinking about you, man. Appreciate you.
Absolutely, Mr. Worthy. Mr. Derek Austin, love you.
Happy
My
Father's Day,
stepdad.
Rick.
I don't call him stepdad. That's pops all day, you
That's
know.
Pops all day.
All day, all
Day
day. He
long.
took me in around, you know, and took me from a boy to a man, as
That's
Shaq
it.
would say.
Yeah,
Because my
yeah.
biological didn't bother me. Man, thank you. I would not be half the man or dad that I am if not for you. So, salute to you, pops.
Rick got some of the best jokes of all time. Every time he comes around, man, my face hurts because I'm laughing at Rick, man. Right on, man. Looking forward to seeing you again soon, Rick. Happy Father's Day, brother.
Absolutely. Till next time,
From fatherhood and
from
women.
fatherhood, peace and love, y'all.
Yes, sir. Next time.